Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10, continues. Hour number two, brought to you by Larry Miller and Sit and Sleep. He'll beat anyone's advertised price, or your mattress is free. Good morning, Larry. I'm going to talk about a bunch of stories, not the least of which is Harvey Weinstein's brother is not going to skate through this controversy because he's now being accused. So is one of the media moguls who spoke up about Harvey, that he was despicable. And then an actress is firing back at that person. The LAPD wants to use drones. The commission determined they could be allowed to use drones, although the pushback from the public has been huge. So the question is, should they be allowed to use drones? Very interesting on how upset the public is about this. I guess they're worried about mission creep. But one of the big stories is, after the massacre in Las Vegas, everybody's wondering, and conspiracy theories are everywhere, about Jesus Campos, the security guard, because the timeline has shifted. And as I pointed out almost immediately, the timeline is shifting has to do, may have to do with liability. Not that it was reverse engineered that way, but it sure sounds suspicious that the timeline shifted and it went from a 6-minute timeline when the guard was shot and alerted security to it almost happened simultaneously, which would indicate that the hotel and the folks in Vegas and the police and sheriff's department were on it and there was not a whole lot of lag time. But this is odd. So Jesus Campos didn't give interviews. He was was all set to do Fox and ABC. And all. So who does he choose to do an interview with? Finally, today he is going to be on with Ellen. And here's a snippet of what's coming today.
As I was walking down, I heard rapid fire.
So he shot, you didn't even know, he shot through this door, right?
Yeah, from behind the door. I took cover. I felt a burning sensation. I went to go lift my pant leg up and I saw the blood. That's when I called it in on my radio that shots have been fired. I'm doing better each day, slowly but surely, just healing physically and mentally.
So the rest of the interview will be on today. The company that owns the Mandalay Bay Resort and Casino issued a statement yesterday that strongly implied that they're in touch with Campos as the question started to mount over their response. And this is from the casino about the guard. Jesus Campos wants to tell his story at a time and place of his choosing, said Deborah DeShong, a spokeswoman for MGM Resorts International. And they requested an interview with him in the LA Times. He's asked that everyone respect his request for privacy. We could not be more proud of Jesus. So apparently the hotel casino is answering for him. The other thing that I found very odd in covering the story is that DeGeneres hinted that he won't be giving any more interviews after appearing on her show, but then also said that the appearance was unpaid. You're talking about it now, and you're not going to talk about it again, DeGeneres said, adding, we, of course, wanted to give you money. And you were both very specific. When you say both, there was also the engineer in the hotel who responded, and supposedly his life was saved by Campos. But we, of course, wanted to give you money, and you both were very, very specific. You said you don't want money. You don't want money at all, so we're not getting any money. So here he was supposed to go on Sean Hannity on Fox, as well as new shows on CNN, CBS, ABC, and NBC. He picks Ellen DeGeneres to do the interview. And then they're talking about money. Now, she said she's not paying money. You know the around, how to get around that on interviews. News shows have been doing it for years. They get the interview and they fly the newsmaker in. And what they do is they put them up at a 4-star hotel. They bring in their families. They give them a limousine. They give them booze. They give them food and they treat them well. So that's not giving them money, but they're living high on the hog for a while. And we're not paying you for the interview. Wink, wink, nod, nod. But our parent company, if you have a book deal or an idea that you want to tell your story or you want to do an article or you ever want to do a long form or you ever want to do a puppet show or whatever it is, our entity that is not our news division can fund you the money that way through an agent, business manager. And the headline of the contract will be supposedly, allegedly for that thing, the show you're developing. The clothing line that you want, you have fake Dickies that go under a shirt that look like a turtleneck, whatever it is, they can fund the money that way. So they didn't theoretically pay for the interview. But it's odd that money, this was a massacre. here's what you usually do in these situations. You get a lawyer, and then you go to the authorities, and you talk to the authorities, which I'm sure he did, and then you give a news interview. Ellen, really? So is she coming down the steps, dancing? She does the dance, slow dancing, and then they have Elizabeth Montgomery on, or Elizabeth McGovern. Elizabeth Montgomery's dead. But another actress or somebody, and then Hugh Jackman, and then, hey, let's bring out Mr. Campos to tell his story, or is this a very special Ellen? So I guess we'll have those answers later today, but just really odd that you realize that the minute the shooting was done and the news media found out about the Campos, everybody and their brother was on a jet to Vegas or in a car knocking each other down to get the interview. Talent bookers for every show. Dr. Phil wants Campos on. 60 Minutes wants this guy on. Everybody. And Ellen came up with the interview. So kind of bizarre choice. I don't know if it will ever be explained unless they agreed that it would be softball questions or they got the okay from the hotel casino that the timeline would be respected. Something, again, doesn't smell right with this, the aftermath of this story. Again, we're days later. We still don't know motive. But on top of that, Jesus Campos appearing there is a very, very strange place to decide that you're going to tell your story. I guess Ellen is sympathetic. Maybe he's a big fan of the Ellen Show. And the fact that they even brought up the money issue was really odd. And that, after doing this for this many years, smells really, really strange. Moving on to the Weinstein story, which is still in the news and trending huge. A Canadian actress now, Larissa Gomes, is adding her voice to the women that brought allegations against Harvey Weinstein. It looks like there's about 40 women involved now. And her story is that, and she was in Get Over It and was 21 when she said Weinstein approached her in Toronto and asked her for her opinion about a production, mentioning a lot of films his company shoots in Canada each year. So she had just begun acting. She said, here's a meeting with the most powerful producer at that time. And she said it was intoxicating and validating. So, and she's been in Supernatural and La Femme Nikita. And she said that she was asked for her personal number through an assistant. He then set up a breakfast meeting at his hotel. The first meeting was professional. And then they said, let's meet again in a hotel room, this time in the early evening. So he threw down a stack of scripts in front of her that he said he wanted her to read. Then he went into his bedroom and asked her to come in. He allegedly was on his bed when she came in, saying he had a headache, and asked her to lie down with him and asked her to take her shirt off so he could see her breasts, because that usually takes a headache away. She left the room. He followed in the bathroom and started massaging her shoulders and neck, despite her saying she didn't want to go, that she'd want him to do so. And she said he wouldn't stop. He just kept pushing his hands close to my chest forcefully until I finally was able to get up and away from him. Weinstein told her, you know, Gwyneth Paltrow and Ashley Judd were exactly where you are at one point. Look at them now. So that's her account of this. The board ratified the decision to terminate his employment with the company. So he's off the board. The other partners have been distancing themselves from him. They're going to change the name of the company to what? To not Harvey Weinstein? And he still owns a piece of the company, 23%. I don't know what 23% of a company that doesn't exist. They're dropping TV shows now. There's an Amazon show that was going to go into production that they have now stopped with, I think, De Niro was in it. It was a big production, and they pulled the plug on that, which, by the way, is a shame because there's another show from Mad Men creator Matthew Weiner, because that would have put a lot of people to work. When a production gets picked up, that's hundreds of people get a job, so they're being punished for this. Weinstein, meanwhile, is an attorney who's arguing that he was improperly dismissed, saying that the board members were aware of the settlements he had reached with accusers when they re-upped his contract, which is a really good point. So his brother, Bob, who claims he knew nothing about this, were you not involved being a board member with the contract that you put together, which had a pay options at each time he did something wrong? The Trump connection is that Thomas Barak, who is a friend of Trump's, looks like he wants to buy the company and is making overtures to the company. And now Bob Weinstein, the brother, has found himself also as a target of harassment allegation. A woman named Amanda Siegel, an executive producer of a cable series called The Mist, told Variety that he had repeatedly made unwanted romantic overtures to her and that her lawyer notified company leaders, including David Glasser, who's the president. And The Mist was canceled last month after one season. So this continues. More women coming out of the woodwork. Harvey is now off the board and suing. And fascinatingly, Jeffrey Katzenberg, who's powerful, he was the head of DreamWorks, and he bought Weinstein's company. DreamWorks bought Weinstein's company. But he wrote a scathing piece about Harvey Weinstein, I think it was yesterday, talking about how the industry can't have this, that Weinstein is not the only one. Well, Molly Ringwald saw that, and she's now calling him out for a sexually explicit comment he made to her about her over 20 years ago in a piece called All the Other Harvey Weinsteins. Ringwald referenced the fact that the DreamWorks founder, who founded it with Steven Spielberg and David Geffen, was quoted in a 1995 article about her fading stardom. And what he said was, and I don't know if I can say the whole phrase here, but I wouldn't know Molly Ringwald if she sat on my So Ringwald did not forget. She said the head of a major studio, and incidentally, someone who claims himself to be horrified by the Harvey allegations, was quoted as saying, I wouldn't know Molly Ringwald if she sat on my Maybe he was misquoted. If he ever sent a note of apology, it must have gotten lost in the mail. Now, he's responding back that if that was said, it's horrifying. I never said it. Mortifying. So everybody is being dragged into this, the Weinstein. It's Weinstein syndrome. And another person also caught up in this kind of scandal was Roy Price, who just resigned today as Amazon Studios head after filing a sexual harassment allegation, too. Under California federal law, companies are required to investigate claims of workplace harassment. And this woman wrote to the Amazon head saying, I went to your executive and said I was being harassed by Harvey Weinstein. And guess what? He ignored it. And that person would be actress Rose McGowan. She reached out to Jeffrey Bezos and said, you know what? I did everything I was supposed to. And he kept telling me over and over that it hasn't been proven. And I said it was the proof. So he's stepping down and he's gone. As the Weinsteining of Hollywood continues, and they did notice what's happening after Harvey Weinstein, is this stuff is happening quickly. There's an allegation, and within 2-3 days, it is handled. This woman who he went after, by the way, apparently was the producer of The Man in the High Castle, which, Dina, do you know that show? I think it's a pretty big show, right? Really big show. And she was the producer, and she told the trade publication that she rejected the advances, telling him that she is a lesbian with a wife and children, and she's the daughter of Philip K. Dick, who's the author of the original 1962 novel, The Man in the High Castle. So I guess Price came on to her enough times, and she reported it, and bingo. Amazon's spending a lot of money, $4.5 billion this year on content, but he's no longer going to be running the studio. And as I said, one of the big series that was canceled was director David O. Russell had Robert De Niro and Julianne Moore in this untitled project, and it was just scrapped last week because of the allegations and because of Roy Price having to resign. So I guess things are already changing in Hollywood, and people are being moving much more quickly with allegations like this, because, again, this guy, the allegations came out last week, and he's already stepped down as the head of the studio. Harvey Weinstein, man, that's not over. This is going to be a really interesting third act. This is a guy who knows movies. He knows how to get Oscars, and he knows how to tell a story. I think this guy's not going to go through all the Elizabeth Kubler-Ross stages and never get to acceptance, which is the final stage. I'm thinking this guy, if he's already suing the board, saying they knew who I was and they knew about the settlements, he knows where the bodies are buried in Hollywood. And I'm thinking a lot of people are nervous right now that even though he's not as powerful as he was, he's not a producer, he doesn't have that kind of power. He lost his wife. He lost his business. He's no longer on the board. His brother's attacking him. I think that he's planning the next act, and that next act could be retaliation and revenge, because that seems to be his profile. And I guarantee you, if you've ever been on a movie set or a TV show, these are folks, great, the best looking folks in the world who've hit the genetic lottery, who are away from their families for 12 to 16 weeks at a time. And week two, you're in that hotel room eating pizza at night by yourself, and all of a sudden, that co-star or the makeup, you know how many guys are married to Rob Lowe, makeup woman, still Cheryl, married to her forever. How many guys marry their makeup artists and people on set because you're there, it's intimate, you're giving back rubs, you got a lot of time to kill, you're made up, you're dressed up nice, you're lit nice, you look better than you've ever looked. They got a guy to remove blackheads who runs out every 2 seconds to make sure your hair's perfect. So people end up having sex that they shouldn't be on movie sets. And I think Harvey Weinstein probably knows every one of them, and every one of them that snorted cocaine off of somebody's buttocks, and everyone who's like slept with a farm animal. He knows. I'm sure he knows it all. And he knows who's done coke, and he knows who's got a problem, and he knows who he put in rehab. So if you had dealings with Harvey Weinstein, I'm guessing another shoe is going to drop. I would almost bet that another shoe is going to drop, and he's not going to go away quietly. And I don't remember all the Elizabeth Kubler-Ross steps, but I think he's into revenge right now, and he may get stuck on that. And you're going to hear something back from him quite soon. All right, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Coming up, I do want to talk about the LAPD, the nation's largest police department, to test drones. The oversight panel has signed off, but the public pushback has been enormous. Does that bother you? Police using drones bother you? I've done this show for a million years, and whenever I talk about security, cybersecurity, safety, people don't change their passwords. They get that now they're going to be surveilled. I'm surprised that the public has had such a negative response. As a matter of fact, they shut it down a couple years ago in 2014 when the department got those two drones from the police in Seattle. The Washington agency unloaded it because they got criticism from the public, and the chief then said, I will not sacrifice public support for a piece of police equipment. Well, now I guess he feels it's important enough that even without full public support, that he can use this technology to help make the police safer and avoid certain crimes. So fascinating where this thing's going, and we'll talk about it in more depth right after this. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Talk Radio 790 KBC. Peter Till in the 10 continues hour number two. And you know what? Here we go. I'm going to give you a chance to win tickets to go see the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. They're presenting The Ghost of Christmas Eve. It is an enormous show. And what's great about it, it's like Pink Floyd for the whole family. There's pyrotechnics. There's flying. I don't want to give away too many secrets, but it's really a stunning show. People come back year after year after year. I met some great people in the line last year who've seen the show 20, 30 times. Trans-Siberian Orchestra, you can win tickets right now if you call 800-222-5222. We're going to do the Peter Till News Quiz in just a moment after the news. But I have to mention something here. About 2 years ago, Dino, who answers the phone, helps produce the show, claimed that Stevie Wonder could see because he was at a star ceremony, and he got thrown out. He was supposed to be on the list to be in the star ceremony, but he was thrown out. He was not allowed to go. So after the fact, there was, I guess, a food thing and a little get-together, and he was thrown out of that too. And Stevie Wonder was there and looked at Dino and smiled. Dino swears he saw us getting thrown out the second time and looked over, and he could see. So Dino has been swearing that he could see forever. Well, here's Stevie Wonder on Jimmy Kimmel last night, and here's what happened.
Oh, my goodness. What's going on over here? Excuse me, sir. What are you doing?
Where is my bus?
So, where are you going?
I'm just sitting here reading about me being able to see.
Is this really how you read? Is this you read by holding things up?
You know what I tell you?
Uh-huh.
If they would spend as much time talking about what I can do that I can't.
Yeah.
To raise money for this benefit, you know, do something.
Yeah.
Anyway, Stevie was on because the National Enquirer cover echoes Dino, that Stevie Wonder can see again. And the funniest thing was they did a big thing about George Michael. And when Stevie came out, he said, wait a minute, George Michael is white? I did not know that. And he was raising money for this Tidal X charity concert in Brooklyn, which aims to raise money for Puerto Rico hurricane victims. So I kind of apologize for putting Dino down for 2 years, saying that Stevie Wonder can see, because the National Enquirer now claims it to Dino. But guess what? You're both wrong. All right, Talk Radio 790 KBC. Coming up next, the Peter Till News Quiz to win tickets to the Trans-Siberian Orchestra. 800-222-5222 is the phone number. We'll be right back with the news quiz.
KABC News is live and local at 1131. I'm Jeff Whittle. And two separate brush fires, which erupted along the 57 freeway in Brea around 2:20 this morning, may have been the work of an arsonist. A witness told sheriff's investigators they saw a man with a white scarf over his face at the base of a hillside that burst into flames. The suspect was last seen driving a black sedan on the shoulder of the northbound 57 just north of Tonner Canyon Road. Those two blazes, which were about a half mile apart, scorched a total of 15 acres. Attorney General Jeff Sessions refused to answer a question by California Senator Dianne Feinstein during today's Senate Judiciary Committee hearing whether President Trump told Sessions he fired FBI Director James Comey to try and end the investigation into possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia.
Did the president ever mention to you his concern about lifting the cloud on the Russia investigation?
Senator Feinstein, that calls for a communication that I've had with the president, and I believe it remains confidential.
State Senate President Pro Tem Kevin DeLeon will soon kick off his campaign for the U.S. Senate at noon at the Los Angeles Trade Technical College in downtown L.A. The 50-year-old Los Angeles Democrat says he'll be sharing his vision for California and the country after announcing that he'll challenge 84-year-old Dianne Feinstein in next year's primary election. And at a news conference today, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell said team owners discussed again today at their fall meetings the ongoing national anthem protest.
We spent a great deal of time talking about this morning was how much we believe everyone should stand for the national anthem. That's an important part of our policy. It's also an important part of our game that we all take great pride in. And it's also important for us to honor our flag and to our country. And we think our fans expect us to do that.
Goodell did not say whether the league would force its players to stand during the anthem in the future. Talk Radio 790 KABC Sports. Dodgers can sweep the Cubs and advance to the World Series with the win over Chicago tonight at Wrigley Field in Game 4 of the NLCS. Blue lead that series 3-0 after blasting the Cubs 6-1 last night to stay undefeated in the playoffs. Yankees rallied to beat the Astros 6-4 to even up the ALCS at 2 games each, and Game 5 starts at 2 p.m. today in the Bronx. Second-place L.A. Kings host the last-place Canadiens at 7 tonight on KABC. That's sports in the home of the L.A. Kings. 790 KABC will have traffic, a market check, weather, and more till then at 10 next. KABC News Time, 1134.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden at 10, continues our number 2 with the news quiz and that wonderful music. Stevie, we're going to find out one day who recorded that. I'd love to know if when they go in to do this album, they know it's for game. Hey, guys, we're doing a game show theme today. Teresa in Santa Monica, good morning. How are you? Hello? Teresa? Teresa can't hear me. Is there a reason she... Teresa? Hello? Well, let me put her back on hold, and Dino, you see if she's still there or, heaven forbid, had a medical emergency or we have something wrong. Oh, she's there. Hold on. Let me go. Try again. Sure. Oh, Teresa, you there? Hello? I'm hitting her again. Dino, can you punch it up in there? I know. Could you, Dino, could you hit it up in there? Somebody can just put it there, that'd be great. Just hit it. Thank you very much, because my thing is inactive in here. It's not working right, so... Hello. There you go, Teresa.
Hello.
Good to talk to you. I'm sorry. We had a bit of a technical
That's
thing.
Okay.
All right. So you know how we do this, right? We do multiple choice or true and false, and you get most of them right. You get to see an amazing show, and it's a family show. I think you'll love it. So let's do this. You ready?
Oh, my gosh. Peter?
Yeah.
You're the smartest man on radio.
Please. I am not, but thank you.
No,
That's very, very nice of you. You ready to go? Here we go.
You can be
the smartest woman on radio, or smartest person. Let's not do gender. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions told lawmakers this morning that he would not discuss what? A, where he got his middle name, Beauregard. B, his conversations with Donald Trump on James Comey's firing. Or C, where he was the night of February the 12th, 1982. Is it A, B, or C?
That's definitely B.
Testifying before the Senate Judiciary Committee today, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said that he would rebuff inquiries from lawmakers about his conversations with President Trump, a move that's frustrating Democrats already. Missing Las Vegas massacre security guard Jesus Campos has turned up where? I just talked about it. A, in a Motel 6 in Amarillo, Texas? B, at a Flat Earther conference in Orlando, Florida? Or C, today on the Ellen DeGeneres Show? Is it A, B, or C?
C.
Yeah. So tell me why she picked Ellen. Why would he pick Ellen DeGeneres to do that? Isn't that an odd place to recount the shooting? It's just something does not smell right about that story. A high school in Mississippi is being renamed from the Jefferson Davis High School to A, the Barack Obama Magnet 1B, B, the Donald Trump Bigley High School, as you know, and C, Amazon High School. Is it A, B, or C?
It's A.
It is A. The public school in Mississippi named after Jefferson Davis. is being renamed. I would love to go to the Donald Trump Bigley School. Earlier this week, former Taliban prisoner Bo Bergdahl has pled guilty to what? A, treason, B, grand theft tank, or C, desertion. Is it A, B, or C?
C.
It is. He pled guilty to charges of desertion and misbehavior. Tropical storm Ophelia recently struck where? A, Hilton Head, South Carolina, B, Ireland, C, St. Augustine, Florida. Is it A, B, or C?
It was B.
Yes, it battered Ireland's southern coast on Monday, knocking down trees and power lines and whipping up 30-foot waves. Who had lunch with Trump at the White House on Monday? Was it Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady, or Toots the Clown? Was it A, B, or C?
It was A.
It is A. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell, they were, and then they came out and did the news conference and did the Kumbaya, we love each other. Green Bay Packers quarterback Aaron Rodgers on Sunday fractured his what in what may be a season-ending injury? Was it A, his pride, B, his collarbone, or C, his right-hand ring finger? Is it A, B, or C?
Yeah, that B.
Yeah, for the second time in five seasons. This all hinges on a single broken collarbone. Well, how horrible. I feel bad for Aaron Rodgers. But I don't feel bad for you, Teresa, because guess what? You're going to have a wonderful night out.
I'm so excited.
Yeah, you're going to have a blast. It's huge. It's a huge production, and you'll have a lot of fun going. I'm sure it's a Trans-Siberian Orchestra. Stay on the line, and we will get you tickets through Dino. And thanks for the compliments. Thanks for listening. And thanks for playing. And hold on. We'll be back in just a moment. I want to talk about LAPD drones and Wells Fargo has been ordered to repay customers for something else they've done. I'll tell you what that is next year on Talk Radio 790 KABC. Hour number two. So the LAPD is now the nation's largest police department to test drones, and big pushback, apparently. The department solicited written feedback, and they held community meetings, and they got a ton of feedback that was negative. I guess people are worried about what they call the fact that missions spread, the fact that they'll launch it for one thing and then they'll arm them and then they'll be militarized and they'll have facial detection, facial recognition technology, and it won't be what it originally was intended for. Other cities have had problems. In 2014, we got, as I said earlier, two drones from Seattle because they had such aggravation up there from the public. But the president of the LAPD's union, who we've talked to a bunch, Ms. Lally, said it's great for the cops, which makes sense to me, that they can do high-risk situations like searches without having to risk their safety. And you can imagine a hostage situation. Why wouldn't you want to be sending a drone to look inside a building where a suspect is hiding out or barricaded or searching for victims after an active shooter incident or even a high-speed chase? Why are we sending cars after these when we could have drones there? So the opposition, really huge, though, the American Civil Liberties Union of Southern California is pushing back. The Stop the LAPD Spying Coalition, I didn't even know that existed, is pushing back because this is very, very passionate subject, apparently. Right now, they're saying, however, when they test it, only SWAT officers will be allowed to fly the drones in only specific and high-risk situations, search and rescue operations, when looking for armed suspects who have superior firepower or an extraordinary tactical advantage, or someone who's suspected of shooting at an officer. And every flight has to be approved by a high-ranking officer, and any request, whether approved or not, will be documented and reviewed. Maybe we'll take more time to talk about this tomorrow, because I don't see the problem with the drone thing. The technology exists. Why not use it? And down the road, by the way, we may not have to pay for it. What you do is you have the police department who needs more money and more money and more money. What you could do is you could combine the drone doing a high-speed chase and also pizza delivery. You just combine the two. It pays for itself. Domino's would be paying for the drones and then use the drones to do surveillance. See, I figured it all out. All right. Talk Radio 790 KABC. We're going to take a break. We come back. We're going to do Crosstalk with Dr. Drew next.
Looking for some crosstalk.
Talk Radio 790 KABC, Peter Tilden wrapping up. Peter Tilden at 10, and I'm here with Dr. Drew, who's ready to take over. The phone number, obviously, 800-222-5222, if you want to participate in the program. And, Drew, what's happening?
Hey, what's happening? I'm Shpilkus.
Shpilkus? If you don't know what that means at home, it's a dirty word for, no, it means ants in the pants.
Yeah, I'm Spilkas.
You got Spilkas. You can't sit still.
I
you
just
can't.
Got too much going on. I saw much patients this morning.
So why don't you cut? Listen to me, Mister. Everybody else is gurus, but why don't you strip it away? Why don't you look yourself in the mirror and say, "Why do I do this to myself? Why do I create this for myself?"
Because I make great effort not to create this for myself.
No, you don't.
And it still caves in once in a while, and that's why I become Spilkas, because it's like, ugh.
That is your middle name, by the way. Isn't it Drew Spilkas?
That's what I become Spilkas. I go
Spilkas is a good word, isn't it? It's a great word.
There are so many great Yiddish words.
I don't know how to spell it. Spilkas is a great word.
There's too many great.
Too many great words. Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it's like it just keeps.
So going. Help them out today. Try and be. Listen, when you call today, it's your job. We give every day of the year. Sometimes you need to give back. Help Dr. Drew with the focus today, because he's all over the place.
So it deals. I had patients to see. Then some scheduling, big scheduling issues came in. Where things needed to be moved and not moved, and I couldn't figure out where to put them. And
so you're spinning out of control.
Spinning out of control, and then I look at the news and I see Harvey Weinstein, I see Donald Trump, and I see Sarah Huckabee Smith, and it all seems Spilkas to me.
There's a lot going on. The fighting with the widow of the fallen soldier, and then pushing back and forth. It started with the president in the Rose Garden bringing up previous presidents, but then on the other hand, you got a private phone call to a widow, and you have this woman. The big key for me was the representative in Florida. If you listen to all of her interviews, which I sat through, the key was I didn't hear the whole conversation. So I'm thinking, well, then you could have taken stuff out of context. Dr. Drew, 800-222-5222 is the phone number.